It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Welcome to The Interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again, and we are talking all about what's going on in in-your-face wrestling these days. There's been so much activity going on here at this website, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm going to try to talk all about it here on this edition, so let's get right into it. Some time ago, we saw a video posted here from the brand new In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Knockout Gang, Jamar Justice and Gabriel Soul. They won those titles from Northern Fury back on August 9th at the VIP event that took place at the DACC. That night, Blood Money claimed another championship in IYFW. They already had control of the New Breed title. Now they control the tag team titles as well. But you know, I think the Knockout Gang needs to give a little bit of a tip of the hat to one Len Oddity, because it was due to his betrayal of Northern Fury that allowed the Knockout Gang to get the opportunity to win the titles that night. Well, speaking of Northern Fury, we've seen footage from them as well right after the betrayal took place. And you could see the shock in their eyes. You could hear the anger in their voices. Check out that video. If you have not had a chance to see it yet, you got to check it out. Hopefully, we should be hearing from Len Oddity soon to get his side of the story and get the answer to the question, why? Why did he stab his friends in the back? Why did he do that to Northern Fury? Now, we've also heard from the current In Your Face Wrestling champion himself, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, talking all about his history in IYFW, the fact that no one in almost 3 full years has been able to pin his shoulders to the mat for the all-important three count. Elite Terrell came very close to doing so back on August 9th. He pinned the champion, but the referee failed to see that Roman had his foot on the bottom rope when the three count went down. The match had to be restarted, the pinfall had to be waved off, and Dominguez was quick to retain his title with the Sofoco over Elite Terrell. So now the question is, after all this history, after so many men have tried, who will be next? Who will be the one to step up and challenge Dominguez for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship on November 15th? Who will be the next one to try to pin the Pillar's shoulders for three? Well, one person I think who would love to be able to challenge Roman Dominguez for his championship is the Rickety Rocket. Of course, the Rickety Rocket won the Right to Fight contract at the VIP event in a gauntlet matchup. And after the event, we asked the Rocket, we posed the question to him, what championship does he want to challenge for? Well, before he could answer the question, his Team RPG partner Ian Daniels completely took over the segment and actually claimed the Right to Fight contract and took it back to his Daniels compound, wherever that is. But now we're getting word that Ian Daniels has lost the contract. He doesn't know where it is. And the Rickety Rocket, as you can imagine, is freaking out about this. I mean, if he doesn't have the contract, he can't invoke it. And if he can't invoke it, he can't challenge for a title. So he doesn't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We're hoping to get clarification about this very soon. I think Daniels is going to be spending a lot of time trying to dig through his compound to try to find the Right to Fight contract for his tag partner and friend, the Rickety Rocket. Well, with the Rocket not able to make any challenges, the championship committee, they've got a job to do. They have to find challenges for champions, and they have done just that, because on November 15th, another match has been made official. You will see Mr. Canada, Ricky Williams, card-carrying member of Blood Money, defend the New Breed Championship against Elite Terrell. Yes, this young man who had his shot at the IYFW Championship on August 9th now has his shot at the New Breed title. The championship committee, the board of directors, all of them felt that this young man showed great athleticism, great showmanship. He definitely is worthy of a shot at the New Breed title, and he's going to get it on November 15th. I think that's going to be a great matchup between these two competitors. Then we would hear from the Soldier of God, Ronnie Ribs, and he was posed a question by IYFW ring announcer Walter Ball about the fact that he doesn't have the best win-loss record in IYFW. Can he hang? Can he continue to compete here in IYFW? And Ronnie Ribs actually made it look like he was about ready to quit, but he stopped, gave it a thought, and realized that there is one person in Your Face Wrestling he wants to get in the ring with. Somebody that we didn't know he had a history with, and it's Sergeant Fury. We did not know that Sergeant Fury and Ronnie Ribs, we knew they were both military men, but we didn't know that they actually knew each other during their military careers. It's so weird how life gets that way, isn't it? These two men knew each other in one realm of their lives. They know each other here in IYFW. We didn't know that. Now Ronnie Ribs has posed the challenge to Sergeant Fury to take him on one-on-one. Ronnie Ribs feels that Sergeant Fury is the one man in in-your-face wrestling who can stoke the fire, who can get the competitive juices flowing to put the Ronnie Ribs back on the winning path in IYFW. Well, the question now is, will Sergeant Fury accept it? Will he step in the ring with Ronnie Ribs? Or would Sergeant Fury want to team up with Vigo and challenge for the tag team titles and get their belts back? Or does he want to extract revenge against Len Oddity? We don't know. We're hoping to get an answer about this situation that's now developed here in IYFW. Well, that's all stuff that's been going on over the past few weeks here at this website. How about some new big news going on here in Your Face Wrestling? First of all, you can now see In Your Face Wrestling action at DIYWrestling.com. That's DIYWrestling.com. DIY as in do it yourself. You can now see on this website, I think for only $5, you can check out Memories, Moments, and Mayhem from 2013. This features all the great IYFW stars, including our special guests that evening, Shelton Benjamin, The Boogeyman, and Nunzio. You can go to DIYWrestling.com and check that out. And also, right here at this website, you can check out free In Your Face Wrestling action by checking out the Backstretch event that took place just a few weeks ago in August. This is the annual event IYFW has been putting on in Saratoga. It's a special event that goes on. You can check out all those matches that took place that night right here at this website. And of course, you can go to the merchandise section and pick up a copy of all the great IYFW home releases, including show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything, our debut show from Delancey at the DACC in Delancey, New York. And also, don't forget about M3, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem 2014, with all the great competitors that night, featuring the six-man tag elimination match of survival main event, Chip Stetson, Pierre Vachon, and former ECW World Champion Justin Credible against Drake Evans' team of Bobby Ocean, former ECW World Champion Rhino, and former ECW Champion Tommy Dreamer. And you know something? Now that you mention it, IYFW started off 2014 with three former ECW World Champions, and guess what? The news is out, and it's sent a lot of shockwaves to the wrestling world that IYFW is going to close out 2014 with a fourth ECW World Heavyweight Champion. In fact, the very first Extreme Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Champion of the world, a man who's competed in every major organization out there, the franchise, Shane Douglas, is coming to IYFW on November 15th in Delancey, New York. This is going to be a great night of action. You know, now I want to pose the question to you all out there. Who do you think the franchise is going to step in the ring with on November 15th? Who in IYFW? Tweet it. Tweet it to us at IYF Wrestling. Tell us about it on our Facebook page. Email us here at this website. Who will Shane Douglas take on November 15th? Well, I think I was able to talk all about the stuff that's been going on here in IYFW, DIYWrestling.com, our merchandise area. Don't forget, tickets for the Season 8 Settled in Steel event are available through the merchandise section. Of course, take advantage of the family 4-pack deals we've got going on right now, because that night, folks, it is all capped off by the steel cage match. The legend versus the icon, Chip Stetson versus Drake Evans. They will settle it in steel on November 15th. We're going to talk a whole lot more about this matchup on future editions of the Interface. We hope to hear from Chip Stetson and Drake Evans very soon about it as well. We also hope to get comments from Len Oddity. We want to find out what Sergeant Fury feels, if he's going to accept the challenge from Ronnie Ribs, who will challenge for the tag titles, who will challenge for the IYFW title. So many questions to be answered. Hopefully we'll get those answers soon for you right here at IYFWrestling.com. Remember, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region, In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and the Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.